Thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. I'm Lewis Wallace. Ubuntu Choir is a group of men who are prisoners at the Madison Correctional Institution in London, a few minutes outside Columbus. The choir's been recording its first album, and one prisoner is the composer of many of the songs. For WYSO's Culture Couch, Community Voices reporter Steve McQueen visited Madison to look at the process of co-creating music with people in prison.
When I think of sounds inside of a prison, I normally think of this. So I was pleasantly surprised to hear this. That's the Ubuntu Choir, directed by Dr. Kathy Roma.
I am an activist and an artist, and I guess I'm an academic too, in that order probably. There are people in the prison who want to contribute back. They've made sometimes huge mistakes. Some people are in there because of nonviolent drug crimes, so they're not violent people. The bottom line is that these incarcerated men and women have something to contribute to society.
One of the inmates Kathy Roma works closely with is Eddie Robertson.
I'm a big fan of Stevie Wonder and Motown.
He grew up in Dayton, and he's been incarcerated since 1989.
My role here is I sing in the tenor section, and I write some of the original compositions that we do.
He's been writing music since he was a kid.
It's easy to write because I get inspiration from everything around me, from friends, my family, you know, who's been very supportive of me during the time I've been locked up. Of all the songs that I've done with Dr. Roma, I've written probably about 25.
Eddie writes the lyrics, and he also composes the music. Well, sort of. This is where Kathy's expertise comes in.
So we get a little recording, and then I give it to a friend of mine, and he transcribes the piece into a piece of paper. Then the next step is I take that raw recording and the printed page and I send it to another friend, Maurice, and he works with a synthesizer and he is an amazing orchestrator.
Essentially turning this
10 million voices, can you hear them talking to you?
To this
10 million voices, can you hear them talking to you?
Kathy directs the choir with a lot of Eddie's help.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That's up to Dr. Roma. Now there's 10 million at the end.
So you don't want that. You want just 10 million.
Well, it's up to you. I'm going to leave that up to you.
Okay, let's go from the top because this is, you know.
Kathy Roma has had all of her choirs sing spirituals, an important tradition in African-American music.
The pieces that the men are writing, to me, are new spirituals. They're 21st and 20th century pieces that capture the same qualities and elements and texts. So here are men who are incarcerated. It's a racialized form of control. And out of that comes these amazing pieces that are full of transformative elements.
Dr. Roma, in her wisdom, she's pretty tuned in into what we go through in prison and what we need to help us get through each day. And that's Ubuntu, you know, togetherness, love, watching out for each other.
For Culture Couch on WYSO, I'm Steve McQueen.
The Ubuntu Choir's first album will be released this spring, and proceeds for the album go to charity. Find out more at WYSO.org.